Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. My husband and I are doing this Q&A together, coming to you from Colorado in a closet.
That is a fact.
I was hoping it may help the audio sound a little bit better, but I really have no idea. So just apologize in advance. We're recording this while we're on a little family vacation visiting our family in Colorado. So I do have some questions from y'all that were sent in. So I want to make sure we don't miss an episode and address these questions for sure. I appreciate y'all emailing me so much, whether it's just encouragement, ideas for the podcast, or questions like for today's episode. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com is where you can do that. Sometimes I get DMs asking, I don't know where to email. So hopefully that will help y'all out. We do start Tuesday's episodes off with a quote. And today I have one from Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. And I love that one. Reminds me of the starfish story about how you can make a difference little by little. Doesn't have to be this huge thing. And also it makes me think of Pimpin' Joy and the recent campaign that we did, which is still going on, by the way, to build a home for a hero. And y'all are awesome. I saw y'all posting on 4th of July wearing all your Pimpin' Joy red, white, and blue and feeling so proud that you were wearing it, and it helped build a home for a veteran that, you know, sacrificed for our country. So very, very cool. And really, it's similar because Pimpin' Joy has been able to donate a lot to various causes, but because people buy one shirt or one hat or one pullover or one coffee mug at a time. And so, you know, you can cast one stone just like Pimpin' Joy. You buy one shirt and it has a ripple effect. It keeps giving. So just wanted to say that we appreciate that. And I guess I'll have Ben start off with the first question.
All right. From Crystal. Hey, Amy. The other day at work, my boss asked me if I lost weight because I looked very skinny. It was like the little devil on my shoulder was saying, this is amazing. You need to go lose weight. Thankfully, I could stop and think, no, I don't need to do that. I just need to eat what makes my body feel good and not gross and crummy. My question is, should I have said something to her or educated somehow on these words, how these words can be detrimental to people? How should I have handled this situation? I mean, she's my boss and I haven't been working there full time for very long.
Well, Crystal, I would say, first of all, wonderful job flagging the noise. My Outway co-host, Lisa, who's at The Well Necessities on Instagram, she is all about forking the noise. And the fact that you recognized the noise, that is definitely growth on your part. And you made the effort to stop the comment from triggering you. So job well done. But I don't think it's appropriate for you to have a conversation with your boss about it. It's definitely case by case for who you can have these types of conversations with. But your boss at a job that you haven't been at for very long might not be ideal. But I definitely want to recognize the fact that you heard the noise, you forked the noise, and I hope that you're able to continue doing that. Next question.
From Sarah. Hey, Amy. I absolutely love your style. I was wondering what stores you shop at most to get so many of your cute finds, either an actual store or online.
I mean, I would say Target is such a good one lately. And I got the Target app, which might be trouble, but it's so easy. You can just pay with Apple Pay. And if you have an iPhone and you have your credit card in there, then you just do your passcode and you check out and it arrives at your house and it's awesome. And they have some of the cutest clothes, for sure. You probably don't like that.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you don't like that I have the Target app, but it makes it too easy. And especially with coronavirus, you can't really go to Target anymore. And so having the app, they send you notifications. I have a lot of apps on my phone, but normally I say no notifications, but the Target app I do allow because I love to know when they have a good deal on something. Which, speaking of Target, I know this has nothing to do with clothes, but we got some of the cutest patio furniture from Target for our new house. So if you're looking for outdoor stuff, they have some amazing things. Back to clothing, another shop that I go to a lot, well, through the app, I do a lot of online shopping, is Free People. And yeah, I would say not 8 times out of 10 I'm wearing, if I'm in real clothes, I'm in Free People or Target. And then if I'm not in real clothes, I'm always just in Lululemon, like yoga pants and some sort of shop forward t-shirt or pullover situation.
What are real clothes?
Real clothes, like a skirt or, you know, with a cute shirt, like what I've been wearing.
So what are not real clothes?
My leggings.
Well, I just never heard that defined before.
I mean, I get that they're all real clothes, but I mean, if I'm getting dressed to go somewhere, like those, like Free People had the cutest cut-off denim shorts that I got, and they're part of their curvy line. I think it's, I don't know if they spell it with a U. They may be C-R-V-Y, but either way, I think if you go to their website and type in curvy with the U, a whole line of things will show up, but they have these cut-off denim shorts that are longer in the back, which I know a lot of you may feel me on that. I don't know why denim shorts have to be so short in the back. And when you're almost 40 years old, you don't want to, I can't do that. So I'm being a mom. Like I want a little bit of length, but I kind of want them shorter in the front and longer in the back. Does that make sense?
Yep. Like a mullet, party in the front. Or what, business in the front, party in the back?
Yeah.
About the opposite?
Yeah. Okay. Next question.
From Shelly. Hey girl, you and Ben seem like the perfect little family. I'm currently struggling in my relationship and just curious if you can relate and have any encouragement.
Well, my encouragement would be that nobody has a perfect little family at all. And so, you know, I think a lot of what gets put out there of our family might be a cute little Instagram photo or a story here and there, or maybe even a story on the podcast. But, you know, you've come on before and we've been transparent about how it's not perfect at all.
No, it takes work.
And I think that marriage and I don't know if you've got kids in your relationship, there's a whole new different dynamic with kids, but I don't want to say, oh my gosh, it's so much work and discourage anybody from getting into a relationship. But friendships take work. Any office relationships, coworkers, everybody takes work in your life if it means something. So just know that if you're feeling disconnected with a person or like us, if we know when we're off and we have to go take each other aside and be like, hey, why are we doing this? And try to get to the root of what it is. And a lot of times one of us will have created an entire story in our head about what the other person did and what they meant by it. And it was really just a lie. The other person didn't mean it that way at all. So I would say communication is super important. And then, you know, I'll just say something about me real quick with Ben. I know that I can nag too much and I don't want to be a nagging person. And I feel like that's really negative. And, you know, negativity can really bring down a relationship. And so I am admitting that right now to everybody. I'm a nagger and I have to work on it. And Ben, I hope that you know that I'm recognizing that and I'm going to try to work on it.
Bonus points.
Yeah. And then like I had to come to you yesterday because I felt like you were really uptight for no reason.
Well, I'm a pretty uptight person.
Right. But we need to relax.
I know. I'm trying.
Especially because we're supposed to be up here relaxing. And I know that you're trying, but maybe that was me nagging that you needed to relax. But somehow I needed to communicate to you that. So if you have something you would like to talk to your partner about, it just make sure that it comes across in a non-nagging manner and that maybe you need to breathe before you talk.
Well, can I talk to this one?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Absolutely.
I would just suggest that like you don't look at other couples and judge them based off of your relationship. Because a lot of times I think that we've looked at other couples and they're like, man, it looks so easy for them. They're just in love and it's so like organic and natural. And yet we're working on our relationship. I think that everybody's working on their relationship, whether you see it on Instagram or you see it in real life, like everybody's got issues that they're working on. So don't compare yourself to other relationships. Just do the best to make your relationship the best it can be.
Yeah. And be willing to get, depending on your personality, getting vulnerable and talking about how you're really feeling might be hard, but both of you have to be willing to do that. Mm-hmm. In our relationship, it's easier for me to do it than Ben. It's hard for him to get vulnerable, but you work on it.
I'm trying.
You're really trying, and I appreciate that. I think Another thing that I saw that I just want to share with you, Shelley, is that if you're in a quarantine situation, there's so much negativity on the news and in the world, and I don't know what kind of job you have or how much news you're actually watching, but be intentional about limiting negative stuff that you consume, and then, because it just perpetuates the negativity and it snowballs, and then it's hard to bring in the positive. And complaining, I feel like sometimes if I get negative, then I get real, start to complain about everything. So I just wanted to encourage you to try to keep things positive and check on your mental state and where you are with everything that's going on in the world, and try to have a healthier, more positive perspective. And that may transfer into your relationship as well. So just a thought. Next question.
From Danielle. I've seen you and Mary post about the new Hunger Games book, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I have not read any of the Hunger Games books. Should I start with the first book or join y'all in reading the prequel book?
Oh, you should start with the first book for sure, Danielle. You have to. You can't start with the prequel because you need to know about the character in the prequel. I would rather you know him from as an adult in the beginning, or an old man in the first books. So even though the prequel is technically the beginning, order all the books and read them as she put them out. And I think you will love them. It's such good entertainment. I'm super excited. I brought my book with me, the prequel, on our trip. And yeah, I can't wait. I think we're going to show the kids the first Hunger Game movie tonight, maybe. We were trying to decide if it was appropriate for our son.
Is it too scary?
I don't know. There's some parts that maybe we could just explain to him.
He's good about saying like, hey, this is scary to me. Yeah. And so you can stop it.
So
but we probably want to avoid scaring him.
And that's another route you could go. If you're not into reading, well, you can watch the Hunger Games movies, which there's four of them because they divided the book, like the last book, I think, into two different movies. I haven't seen the last two movies, but I've read all the books. So good. And Mary and I have an unofficial book club happening with this book. I don't really know what we're going to do with it, but we're both reading at the same time. And I know a lot of you are as well. So if you want to get the book and join us, we may do some sort of Instagram live on Shop Espoir or the Shop Forward or something, and try to just have some discussions about it. I don't know. I've got to Google how to run an online book club or something. But yeah, I'm excited. I showed my Hunger Games trailer to my brother-in-law here this morning.
The one you did.
The one I did. So if y'all haven't seen that, it's on my Instagram page at Radio Amy. I posted it like a month or two ago. You have to scroll through and find it. Last question.
All right. From Name Not Attached. Do you think you guys will restock?
No, let me address Name Not Attached. It means like sometimes people email the podcast email, but I guess they don't want you to know who they are. And either they create an account to do it, or they don't sign, but then they don't sign their name. And then the email address might be like 1234ABC. And then, so that's why it's Name Not Attached. I know it seems weird because I like to know who it is that's emailing me, and I love knowing y'all's names, but this one's from
Name Not Attached.
Name Not Attached.
All right. Do you think you guys will restock the new tie-dye Pimp and Joy shirts? Also, I noticed that the camo and black hashtag Pimp and Joy isn't the same as it used to be, or the same as the Born Year hats. Is there a reason for that? Are you guys going to change them back again when they run out?
Well, Name Not Attached. You can go to radioamy.com and click on the Pimp and Joy picture of me and Stevenson, and then click on the tie-dye shirt that says sold, which stands for sold out, and then go to the far right on the webpage and click email when available, because Mary does plan on restocking them to the Shop Forward, but she doesn't have a date yet from the printer on when that will happen. But if you click the email when available, then you'll get an email notification as soon as she loads them up. And then as for the hats, our original hats, the first ones we ever made, which we still have, by the way, those are mesh and a snapback and more of a flat brim thing going on. But the new hats that you're seeing, that are black and camo are dad hats. So the fit is a little bit different, but I personally am loving the dad hat lately. You can Google dad hats to see why they fit differently, but it's just like a different, more comfortable look. And I guess while we're talking about this sort of thing too, I'll make note that y'all are awesome because Dashira put up her bracelets for sale and they sold out super fast. And I'm getting tons and tons of emails asking when she's going to get more. And so I'll just throw that in with this email. She's going to make more probably in the next month or so. So I'd say maybe by September we could have some more for sale, but we'll see. I can't force her to work. So she's only 13. And if she doesn't want to make them, I can't make her, but she does really enjoy making bracelets. Yeah. So hopefully she'll have some more up for y'all soon. And then Stevenson's Be the Change shirts with his handwriting. I just saw a DM on Instagram asking where to buy those. And same thing, they're at the shop Ford, but I know a lot of that can be confusing. So that's why I send y'all to radioandme.com. But even right now, if you click on the image, it'll take you to the Pimp and Joy stuff. But I guess the easy way to send you there would be theshopforward.com/ally, A-L-L-Y, and that'll take you to the Ally Fund. And that all the shirts there, 100% of the proceeds go to fight racial injustice. So all at the Shop Forward. Sometimes people don't know exactly how to navigate that because there's so many different causes and items that are up there, but hopefully I'll figure it out. If not, just always send me a message and hopefully we'll be able to get back to you and send you a link and help you out. But thank y'all for the questions for today. And thanks, Ben, for being here.
My pleasure. Next time, let's find a bigger closet.
Yeah, we're in a really tiny closet right now.
My legs are numb.
Okay. All right. I'll see y'all on Thursday's episode, which I'm very excited about. I have Chase's friend Cassie coming on to talk about human trafficking, I almost feel like I need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode. It's going to be hard to listen to. I don't want it to be a trigger for anybody. But if you're just wanting to get more informed and know more about what's going on in our country when it comes to this, I mean, I think some people don't realize that this happens in the United States, but it does. So I'm thankful for Cassie's insight, and that episode will be this Thursday. Okay. See y'all then. Bye.